You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Case 12, What's Wrong with This Picture by Bourgeois Tag. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. Today, I wanted to pick something a little outside the mainstream, so we're taking a look at Bourgeois Tag's What's Wrong with This Picture, a song that paints a very vivid picture of infidelity and loneliness. We'll get to the lyrics of the song in a moment, but first, a little bit about the band, Bourgeois Tag. Brent Bourgeois was born in New Orleans, Louisiana, then moved to Dallas, Texas, where he began performing in clubs at the age of 13. After he graduated from high school, he moved in with his friend Larry Tag in Sacramento, California, and formed the band Bourgeois Tag. The band was formed in 1984, and although the band's name inferred that they were a duo, the band also included drummer Rick Walter and guitarist Lyle Workman. Their self-titled debut album was released in 1986 and contained the hit single Mutual Surrender, What a Wonderful World.
The time for talking's over now, I guess it's time to let you go. But I don't, no, I don't mind at all.
The following year, with the help of producer Todd Rundgren, they released their second album, Yo-Yo, which contained the top 40 hit, I Don't Mind at All, which you're hearing in the background right now. The success of the single and the collaboration with Rundgren seemed to be indicating a bright future for the band, but Bourgeois had become addicted to drugs and alcohol. When his drinking buddy and contemporary Christian artist Charlie Peacock traded the booze for religion, Bourgeois followed and got his life back on track. But contemporary Christian music wasn't the direction in which the band wanted to move, so they split up. Let's listen to another track from their Yo-Yo album called What's Wrong with This Picture. The title and the lyrics do a great job of painting a picture, and each verse is almost described as a still life, much like the puzzles in a children's book where you have to find all the things that are wrong with the picture. In the first verse, we're introduced to two of the characters of the song, and the lyrics are delivered almost as if we're reading a mystery. We're told that there's a woman and a man sitting on a bed, and while the man is well-dressed, his pants are muddy, and there's a ladder in the window that leads down to the garden. The next verse adds the third player to the story, a man at the door, happy to have gotten home early from work and carrying flowers. You'll even notice that the chorus takes the analogy to children's puzzles even further with the line, "Can you count the lonely people?"
Now she won't be still around.
explain what this room is empty for. There's just that money for. It all has to do with that letter in the garden. Leaning against the window to this room.
The bridge and next verse find the room vacant and the house empty, the floor still muddy and the ladder still in the window. You'll even notice that the bridge maintains the aggressive drum and guitar from the chorus to symbolize the inevitable argument and fight, and the verse following is the calm after the storm with the room cleared. The infidelity story may be simple and one that's been in a million other songs, but the way that it's told in this song adds an extra vividness that the other songs don't have. Well, the story of the band, Bourgeois Tag, has a happier ending than the song. Since the breakup of the band, Brent has produced 3 solo albums, and Larry has produced 2. Brent has also done some production work for other bands. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. If you have a suggestion for a song that you'd like lyrically uncovered, send it to me at lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Abbott. Thanks again for listening.